More now on the impact of ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Thousands of gay service members have left the military under the policy. Today, President Obama had a message for them.
I hope those soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen who've been discharged under this discriminatory policy will seek to reenlist once the repeal is implemented.
Earlier this year, we talked with Mike Almy. He was a major in the Air Force. He served 13 years, including time in Iraq. And he was honorably discharged in 2006 after he was outed as gay. In February, we asked Mike Almy if he would reenlist if the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy was repealed. He said, absolutely.
I loved serving in the military. I loved being an officer. I loved the camaraderie, the mission, the people, and I miss it a great deal.
Well, we have Mike Almy back. And Mr. Almy, are you going to reenlist?
I have every intention of that. I'm just ecstatic about today. I can't wait to put the uniform back on as of an Air Force officer, resume my career as an officer and a leader, and work alongside the best men and women serving in our Air Force today.
When you were last on our program, you actually were essentially coming out to your family.
I certainly was. I hadn't told my parents yet. My father is a retired senior Air Force officer, and I just hadn't come to grips with coming out openly. And so I actually used your program, your show, to tell them that last February. And it's just been amazing. They've been fully supportive, and they love me even more. So, yeah.
What was serving in the military like, essentially closeted, and what do you think will really be different when you go back, or if you go back?
Certainly serving under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Obviously, being in the military and certainly being in combat in harm's way is difficult enough. But with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, you have the constant added burden of wondering whether or not that's going to be the day that you get fired. Just the least little slip-up, an overheard conversation, an email in my case that was fell into the wrong hands. That is enough to derail a career, and you just have this constant fear and paranoia that any day you could be thrown out.
What do you think, though, would be different in your day-to-day life in the military?
I think it would serve to strengthen the camaraderie, the teamwork, that unit cohesion that's so important in the military, from the standpoint that when I served, there was a natural division and aloofness between myself and my squadron. And obviously, I knew the reason because I could never be fully honest or open. I think that veil will be lifted now from the standpoint that you can forge those ties with your people in your squadron. You can be fully honest and open with them and not lie every day about who you are.
When I look back at the way women were integrated into the military, there's lots of harassment still of women in the military.
Sure.
And issues of assault.
Mm-hmm.
And do you, I guess, have any concern about the long-term shift in attitude that will have to be done, that can't be legislated?
I don't, from the standpoint, I mean, I there may be some isolated instances here and there of abuse or misconduct, but for the most part, gays and lesbians are already serving in the military. They're already there. What we need today is we need role models in the military. We need gays and lesbians, officer and enlisted alike, serving alongside their straight counterparts. And once people have these positive role models that the president spoke about in his speech this morning, we'll see that this was really much ado about nothing.
So, Mike, you're eager to reenlist, but, I mean, what do you say, or what do you plan to say to that colleague you encounter who isn't so eager to have you back, people who have said that I'm not cool with you being gay?
Sure. One of the beautiful things of the military is the diversity that we have. And I think once they see leaders in our military, officer and enlisted alike, who are serving openly, I think that resistance, that reluctance, that hesitation, I think that will rapidly diminish.
What makes you think that? I mean, have you had that kind of interaction with people?
Absolutely. I've heard from colleagues that I served with, people who knew me in the military, who have heard my story now in the public, who want to see me back in the military. They knew me as an officer and a leader first, and even though now they know that I'm gay, they don't put that label upon me. They see me as an officer and a leader. And I'm hoping that's the way all gays and lesbians serving in our military will be judged.
Former and perhaps future Air Force Major Mike Almy, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me on this amazing historic day.